Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 30, Pretoria 31, Tzaneen 32 grade.
On the roads, look, it's all about that fatal crash in Benoni. It is N12 West. The crash happened near Tom Jones Street. The road is still closed and traffic on the N12 West is now being diverted at Snake Road.
Ons begin in Brasilia, waar president Ramaphosa beloof het dat voedselsekerheid de groot prioriteit sal wees wanneer Suid-Afrika volgende maand die G20 presidentskap aanvaar. Ramaphosa het tydens die G20 praat bevestig dat die land daartoe verbind is om armoede en wanvoeding aan te pak. Hy het hierdie doelwitte is in lyn met Suid-Afrika se nasionale ontwikkelingsplan.
As the G20, we need to ensure that the achievement of sustainable development goals remains at the forefront of international financing decisions. We also need to ensure that long outstanding commitments that were made in solidarity, to act in solidarity with those who are vulnerable, are met.
Terug op eie bodem en die ouditeur-generaal sê die Suid-Afrikaanse vloot en lugmag spandeer nie soveel tyd op die see en die lug nie as hulle behoort te wees nie. Dit het die parlement se waghond komitee skoor ingelig oor die departement se audit uitkomste vir die 2023 en 2024 boekjaar. Volgens die verslag het vaartuie in die laaste boekjaar sowat 2600 uur op see deurgebring. 10 jaar gelede was dit 11000 uur. Die ouditeur-generaal se Mbali Tsweti.
What we are noting is that the targets that are set have not been met on an annual basis and hence that decline. We have noted over the years that there are always issues that relate to supply chain management non-compliance and also issues around asset management.
Die minister van openbare werke en infrastruktuur Dean McPherson vra optrede om misdaadsyndikate te verhinder om die plaaslike verkrygingsreël in die boubedryf te misbruik. Hy het op die nasionale boubedryfberaad in Durban die misbruik van die plaaslike verkrygingsreël van 30% veroordeel. Hy vra ook 'n hersiening van die reël om onwettige ondernemings te beskerm.
We need to have an honest conversation today about whether the 30% local procurement rule achieves its intended outcomes or whether other interventions can be used to meaningfully empower our businesses and our people. In the end, it is legitimate, hard-working black businesses in the built environment that have suffered the most when they were supposed to benefit the most.
En ten slotte Eskom met sy oproep herhaal dat klante wat vooraf betaalde elektrisiteit koop, hulle meters teen Sondag moet opdateer. Na Sondag se sperdatum sal alle meters wat nie bygewerk is na die sleutelhersiening nommer 2 nie meer elektrisiteit koopskyfies kan aanvaar nie. Eskom se woordvoerder Daphne Mokoena.
With less than 6 days remaining until 24 November 2024 deadline, Eskom is urging all prepaid electricity customers to update their meters immediately to avoid an unexpected loss of electricity. Meters still using key revision number 1 will no longer accept electricity tokens after Sunday, 24 November 2024. This means that once your current credit is depleted, you will lose power and the meter will become inoperable, necessitating a meter replacement that could cost up to 12,000 rand, which the customer will have to pay.
Additional September top story at the South President Cyril Ramaphosa's pledge that food security will be a major priority when South Africa assumes the G20 presidency next month.
Can't wait, huh? G20 presidents, but vraag is wat 'n waarskuwing.
Exactly.
If you've got one of those prepaid electricity meters, you've heard. What?
If you miss the deadline, 12,000 rand from your pocket.
Aye, near donkey. Please upgrade, update, get the update done ASAP. This weekend, before Sunday if possible, please. Oh boy, hey, adulting is hard.